Hey there, Jen here, and this is a happy bit. On our last episode, I talked with Jalaja Bonheim all about creating a circle of sisterhood. And so today I want to talk in this happy bit about how critical it is that you find your tribe. You know, so many women tell me they're lonely, and they don't say it in those words. They just kind of say things like, how do you find women who you have a lot in common with? How do you find people that help you raise your vibration? What they're really asking is, how do you find your tribe? Those people that inspire you, that help you to be the best version of yourself. Oh, you know, when you find those people, they're like gold and you cling to them with massive effort and attention and love, because it's harder in today's society when we move and we don't keep those families of origin close by, or those neighbors we might have had since childhood. We move and we have to attract our tribe. How do we do that? Well, if you're listening to this podcast, you're already making a great effort. You're among a group of elect and amazing women who want to take better care of themselves, who want to raise their vibration, who want to be more aligned with intuition and living as their best selves. You're among women who want to be better. You want to be a better mom. You want to be a better wife. You want to be a better friend and coworker and daughter. You want to be your best self. And that makes you very elite. Many people just survive and rather than thrive. And it's not that they want to survive, but it's just how they're living. But as you lift yourself and rise up and get empowered, you become a light to those people around you and you start to attract your tribe. So well done starting that first step. It's so important to be the friend you want to attract. Be that person first. Vibrant, happy, alive, glowing with energy, then you're going to attract the same back to you. So I love talking about this. And why is finding your tribe critical? Well, we tend to be like the five people we interact with most. As you surround yourself with people who are higher vibe, more aligned into personal development and transformation and growth, then they lift you up and it feels amazing. They don't bring you down. You know, we all have that friend who is a Debbie Downer, and she just makes us feel worse and worse and worse about ourselves and brings down that energy. And then it's hard to pull yourself back into that higher state of mind. But what happens when you find those friends that are smiling, that are empowered, that know they are in charge of their happiness? They're not victims of their lives or their experiences or their struggles. Wow, we are as happy as we make up our minds to be, like I said last week. And it becomes even better with the synergy of a group of like-minded friends. That's one of the reasons I love the Vibrant Happy Women Club, because it brings together all of you amazing women from the podcast into small groups who talk about each episode, who fill out journal questions that help you go deep and understand what you're thinking and feeling about each episode, that help you take action on each episode. All of that feels amazing and helps you to grow even faster. But what's more, having these small groups of women together, you get to know them and you realize, hey, whoa, I am not alone in my struggles. I am not alone in making this choice to be the happiest version of myself, even when life is hard. I think that's beautiful. Well, that is my happy bit for you today. Make sure you have a tribe that makes you better. And if you want to do that virtually, join us in the Vibrant Happy Women Club by going to vibranthappywomenclub.com. Find a tribe of women who lifts you up, empowers you, and makes you better, because as you fill up your bucket with light, you become a light to those around you, and we slowly make our world a better and better and better place. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. And until then, make it a great week. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women Podcast at www.jenryday.com.